when eruptions happen and when events like this happen, you know, scientists would go off and do all kinds of research and they would publish all over the place and different places, different journals. What we've tried to do is try to make the information, at least the first sets of information that come out, make it as available as possible in one place to the audience that is in the region and is in the world. So this is an effort to do that. But after that, and even as we speak now, there's effort underway to advance further research in some of the things that has happened. Because what the eruption did, because of how it was closely monitored by seismic, because of all the data that has come out, there are opportunities for ongoing investigation of different things. And we are currently working on developing research proposals to get funding to do even more work going into the future, you know, next 4 or 5 years into the future, more longer term, bigger grants, bigger funding to really delve into things that would allow us to use SUFRAE as an example and use SUFRAE to advance knowledge generally about how volcanoes erupt. That effort is ongoing. We're currently working on projects to try to advance that.